I really enjoy. Now you take, we used to have slingshots, didn't have no rifle and things. Well, later, I got a big boy, and my dad bought me some little BB rifles, you know. But most of we would go, us boys in droves, with slingshots. We'd take slingshots, and that's what we do all day long. Shoot bugs. We can get them, too.
Pretty good shot.
Yeah, we can get them. We'd kill any kind of bird. It didn't have no special bird. If we kill it, he went in our side.
Yeah. Can't just be doing it.
Yeah, and then we eat it. We didn't have no special bird to eat, you know. We ate any of them. Mocking birds, as they call them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What did it taste like? You remember?
Yeah, it's real good. Tasted like quail, do nothing to me.
You like
to
shoot quail still?
Yeah, I like to shoot quails. I used to do quite a bit of hunting on quails, but now I don't know how to go. A lot of times my cousin come in, Daphne over there, I go rabbit hunting with him, you know. But I'm so devoted in my work, I work a little too much, you know. I just love to work, you know. I love to work.
That's kind of your occupation and your hobby too, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just love it.
Do you have any deer around here in this part of the country?
Well, they done turn a few deers loose around here now, you know, because here, during the first part of the summer, I was coming down the hill there. I saw a big one run in front of a truck going this way, you know. But there's a few back in here.
That's what they hunt for up around where I'm from. Deer all over the place.
Yeah, you take up here to Tanso. That's a deer country up here. Well, it's kind of west of Baymanette, you know. Oh, Lord, it's deer country up there. I goes up there and hunt. I got a friend out here. He got a place up there, you know. I goes up there with him and hunt sometime, but I don't get much spare time to go hunting with him. He's trying to get me to go all the time, but I have to work all the time.
You ever eat any venison?
Mm-hmm.
You dare me?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
I like it. It's awful coarse, you know, but I like it. Yeah.
People tell me that you got to watch how you cook it.
That's the main part about it, cooking. That's the main part about cooking. Now, you take the guy, Jim. Some of the David, he really can cook deer, and it's real coarse meat, you know. And if you don't cook it just right, it's just like you eating strings, you know.
Yeah.
is
squirrel meat like that?
No, squirrel meat is not like that. Squirrel meat is awful good, but This past winter, I killed more squirrels this past winter than I have in the last 7 or 8 years. I ain't been doing no hunting, but this last winter I try to do some of everything, you know.
What kinds do you have around here?
We have a gray squirrel and what we call, that's all I ever know, the pox squirrel. Yeah, it's a red squirrel, you know. We call it fox squirrel. I guess it's a real name for them. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Have you ever heard cat squirrel?
Yeah, that's what we got here. We got a lot of cat squirrel.
Now, is that different from a gray squirrel?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's the difference?
He's a little fella. That's why they call him a cat squirrel. He little, you know. Mm-hmm. But you take a fox squirrel, he's a great big old thing. Not like that, you know. Get up. Great big thing. Now, since the season's come out,